Council special meeting held on Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Councilmen members in attendance is Council President Kritzer, Councilmember Stewart, Councilmember Nueva Camina, and online we have Councilmember Salahuddin. The special meeting is being held to interview the Poet Laureate candidate. Hannah Coleman, Cultural Arts Coordinator, will introduce Poet Laureate candidate Nancy Mubaru. And here you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council, for the opportunity to be here today. Established in 2008 by Ordinance 2444, the Poet Laureate program produces a variety of programming and community engagement opportunities to build a more literate and understanding community through poetry. During the selection process to identify Redmond's 9th Poet Laureate, 3 finalists were interviewed by a selection panel consisting of a former State Poet Laureate, the current Redmond Poet Laureate, and a Redmond Arts and Culture Commissioner. They move forward 1 candidate, Nancy Mubaru, to be interviewed by the Mayor and City Council. Next steps are tonight's interview, and we request to add an approval to the consent agenda at the September 16th City Council business meeting. Nancy Mubaru is a performing poet and author. Born and raised in Kenya, she weaves storytelling in her native language, Swahili, into her poetry to examine the theme of belonging, grounding her work in cultural and political contexts that illuminate the complex relationships people have with the places they call home. She holds a BA in creative writing from the University of Washington and has honed her craft through fellowships and internships at Mineral School, Jack Straw Cultural Center, and Hugo House.
Thank you so much. And I also want to announce that Council Members Fields and Anderson are now with us. Well, welcome, Nancy. It's wonderful to see you. Would love for you to share a little bit about yourself, and then I'll see if council members have questions for you.
Yes, I could share a little bit about myself. As she read, I'm born and raised in Kenya, moved here when I was 18, and have been pursuing poetry and writing through various means. I went to the University of Washington, did creative writing, and also have gone back to the university to sometimes teach poetry. I have also had an internship with Hugo House for about 3 years, and then I was a writer in residence. And then I also did 1 year with Jack Straw. And then I've also interned with Mineral School.
Thank you so much. Council members, do we have questions for our candidate? Council member Stewart.
Thank you so much, Nancy, for taking the time to meet with our committee and our council tonight. And of course, I want to thank all the folks that Hannah mentioned who have been involved in the process. Really appreciate everyone's work on this. Nancy, it was an honor to read your work in our packet tonight. I would love to hear a little bit more about your connection to Redmond. Could you share?
So professionally, I've worked as a communications specialist for a union. So a lot of my connection to Redmond has been more of a work capacity because I represented workers, and a big part of my job was to write their stories and help them be able to achieve protection in the workplace. Also, I have a lot of friends who also work and live in Redmond, and so it's also been a place where I've connected with and seeing how it has helped to improve the life of my friends, most of whom are immigrants. So I would say that has been my big connection to it, but I look forward to getting to know it, not just on an economic capacity, but also see how the everyday person has been experiencing it. I want to fall in love the same way the people who live there do.
Wonderful. Other questions? Council President.
Well, thank you so much for applying for this position and bringing your perspective and art to our city. I'm curious many of our poet laureates, part of their work is doing different events or programming to engage the community with poetry. And I'm just curious to hear about anything you're excited about doing if you're selected as poet laureate to engage our diverse community.
So I am a poet, but I'm also other things too. In my profession, I get to do a lot of storytelling. I get to do a lot of video work. And I feel like this project gives me an opportunity to combine the best of both worlds. I can be able to do poetry, storytelling, and do a little bit of video as well. So my hope is to engage the community and meet people who live there to tell me their stories about why do they love Redmond? How has it been there for like major milestones of their lives? And hope to use those stories, which I will record and have a more finished video product of it, but use that as the backdrop to inspire poetry that I'll write. There are different ways that I hope to engage the community. There are people who might just want it general. So maybe at events, I would be able to ask people what's a word that resonates with them. And then for people who want to participate on a more deeper capacity, like tell me a little bit about their stories, I could be able to record that for the storytelling part and then use that as a backdrop to write the poetry and hopefully record them so that everyone can be able to enjoy, but also understand the background of where the poetry is coming from.
Thank you. Other questions for our candidate? Councilmember Nueva Camina.
Thank you. Welcome, Nancy. Wonderful to meet you, and thank you for all that you have put into your packet and getting to know you. In your packet, you had mentioned in there you work to inspire collective reflection through poetry. So I'd invite you to imagine that you are in position as poet laureate, and it's during a time of challenge for the city. That could be after a climate event or during a time of community division. How would you use poetry to help us heal, or how to reflect and come together?
I think that personal storytelling is very important. I think the important part is to show people the heart and the perspective. The truth is, as much as we are all in this country, we are experiencing it from very different angles. And I think sometimes it's hard for other people to relate or be able to understand where the other person is coming from. So I think being able to show that we are part of a common story, though our experiences may be different, and very much highlight some of the places where we're in this together, but also highlight the places where maybe we're not on the same path. And I think it's important to show that there's complexity in our stories. And I hope you've given the opportunity to show that.
Thank you. Other questions for our candidate? Councilmember Fields.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. So I don't know. I think it might have been Plato that said a city is the result of the people who live there. And one of the things that we try to do as a city government is to engage our community and engage them in the governance of that city. And we're not always successful because people don't trust or they're afraid. I sort of am thinking it's more that they don't feel empowered. And storytelling is a very powerful tool to empower people to believe and trust. So do you see your poetry helping with that bring out people who wouldn't normally speak up, but through the narrative that you help provide, that they would then feel that trust or feel that strength?
Yes. One of my goals is I'm trying to, and I'm hoping to be able to cast a wide net of the people who I engage with, because I think that there are different people that are experiencing the same city, but from very different facets. And I really want to highlight that. I want to meet people where they're at. A big part of my professional job has being able to meet people where they're at, whether it's with a language barrier, whether it's an economic difference, whether it's them having a totally different outlook from my own. And so I feel like I feel confident in being able to engage different people to be part of this storytelling.
Other questions for our candidates tonight? I do not see any. Well, thank you again, Nancy, for joining us online. We look forward to seeing you in person and look forward to you being on the consent agenda next week and hearing all your poetry and how you're going to continue to engage our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Council, for the great questions. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.